From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. The La Crosse School District is in the midst of surveying residents about a variety of topics related to education. But no question on the survey stands out as much as whether people will support building a new Northside Elementary School. This is not the first time the idea has come up. In fact, previous referendum questions have failed to win voter approval. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom talked with La Crosse School Superintendent Randy Nelson about the survey and the possibility of a new Northside Elementary School.
Well, the survey helps us address the situation with our Northside Elementary Schools. We are in a position where the school board has, over the last several years, been working on addressing the needs of a lot of buildings. And this is a result of a 2008 referendum that was very generously passed by our community, which acknowledged that we've maybe had some safety issues and some security issues we need to address in our buildings, as well as old boilers and air conditioning needs. And so for the past 3 years, we've really been working on those and addressing all of those. But now we're coming to a point where we've addressed them in virtually all of our buildings, and the buildings that are left are the same buildings that this community has been talking about long before I came here, but it really addresses the Northside Elementary Schools. And I think the board is in a position to say before we were to invest significant dollars in a couple of buildings, those being Franklin and Roosevelt on the north side, before we were to do that, let's make sure that we're not just putting good money after bad. Let's make sure that we've got a good decision to make in terms of how we move forward on that north side. And that's really the general purpose of the survey.
Why community members? Why not just parents?
Well, you know, because community members, if it were to come time for the board to consider a referendum to build a new Northside Elementary School, we know full well that our entire community is going to be involved in voting on that. And so we think it's really important, the board thinks it's really important to get community feedback, because it's going to impact everyone and not just those who might have children in school at the time.
Are you optimistic?
Well, what I'm optimistic about is that we're going to get good feedback on the data that will help the board make a good decision. And quite frankly, the data could come back in such a way that the board will say, you know, the community's telling us that it doesn't make a lot of sense right now to go back and talk about building a new school. They're just not ready for this. Vice versa could say that, boy, it looks somewhat favorable. It looks like we could have support for that. So there's no predetermined outcome here. It's a matter of looking at the data to determine what's next.
Well, the survey touches on a number of areas dealing with education. What stands out are the questions about a new or remodeled Northside Elementary School. What is the need on the north side? Give me some details, if you would, please.
Well, you know, on the north side, we've got, interestingly enough, and just based on the history of our community, we have two schools that really have, for all practical purposes, served the neighborhoods very well and continue to do so, in the Franklin campus and the Roosevelt campus. And the Roosevelt building actually is one that, by architectural standards, might be in better condition even than the Franklin building. The Roosevelt building was built, I think, in the early to mid-20s, whereas the Franklin building was built in 1955. But the Franklin building was built at the time of kind of a maybe somewhat of a hot commodity in terms of building conventions at the time, called Sheffield tiling. And the Sheffield tiling has become over time somewhat of an inferior approach, retroactively looking back, that many buildings built with Sheffield tile perhaps are still standing. There's not a safety issue for our children. They can still be in there. But we do have sagging floors. We do have a situation where I think in 1985, again, long before I was here, the district was required to put some bracing in provide better supports. So we really have a couple of buildings that really need some work. That's a little bit of the structural thing, but another issue for both of the buildings, especially at Roosevelt, is the boiler. And it really becomes the premise under which we've been doing all of this work with the referendum, and that's to update our boilers and get our safety and security issues taken care of. And at Roosevelt, I think at Roosevelt, we've got the original boiler in that particular building, and it also goes back maybe to the 20s. Of course, it's been outfitted to move from coal into, I think, perhaps natural gas right now, but even at that point, the boiler is really It's really functioning on used parts at this point. What we've been doing is, as we've been removing old boilers from other buildings in the process of upgrading to new boilers and new heating systems, we've taken parts off of the old boilers and we have saved them and set them aside for the boilers that are remaining, for instance, at Roosevelt, Emerson, which still needs to be addressed somehow with their heating and ventilation and air conditioning, as well as Franklin. So, you know, one of the main issues about moving forward with this has really been under the premise of the heating and ventilation systems and that they really need to be updated. But it costs a good amount of money to do that. We think, almost $1 million at Roosevelt and probably a little bit more than $1 million at Franklin. And so before the board were to make a decision to put those kinds of dollars into those buildings, we just want to make sure that what ground are we on, what solid ground are we on to make a good decision for the community.
Now, how would a new Northside Elementary School change the programming for the students?
Well, I think the programming would really remain the same. You know, one of the things that we would do is if the board were to go in that direction, I think that their plan probably would be to probably shut down Roosevelt and actually build a new building on the current Franklin site. And that's not a new idea. I think it's been out there a couple of times over the last 10, 15 years. But put that new building there. But that building would be large enough to consolidate the children from both of those schools. And so the Franklin site then would take on the K-1-2 students from Roosevelt, as well as the Cooley Montessori charter program that's at Roosevelt, and move them into one campus. You know, from a business perspective, I just sometimes think about how businesses operate. And when you've got two buildings that are 8 blocks apart, sometimes it doesn't make solid business sense for the long run to keep both of them rolling. And so part of the intent, I would think, if the board were to move in this direction, would be to consolidate them in the one building. It would result in some efficiencies and some savings if the Roosevelt school were no longer part of the mix for the school district of La Crosse. But it does bring up an issue about, well, what do you do with Roosevelt? And I think as those who have taken a look at the survey, there are specific questions in the survey about how would you like us to approach the Roosevelt site if by chance a new school were to become a reality on the Franklin site. And so we're trying to get feedback from the community, especially from the north side, about what do you need in the neighborhood? What do you need to support the neighborhood? We're looking at this a little bit differently in that this is part of revitalization. This is part of building neighborhoods. It's also then part of supporting our children with a new and up-to-date building. But it could also serve some things that would help the neighborhood. We've had a question in there about should we attach an express care clinic to this, or a senior center or a community center. What can we do with a new school to make it the hub of the North Side so that it supports the entire community and the entire North Side as opposed to just the students who are going there?
Do the kids notice if they're in a kind of a dilapidated school?
You know, sometimes yes. It doesn't take sometimes long to go through and see some things here or there. But I have to tell you that we really try to make sure that it's not a predominant issue for our children. We want them, of course, to see their schools as a place of safety, as a place of warmth and work and collaboration with other children. And so sometimes the things that really need the work are things that are a lot of times out of sight. The kids don't go into the boiler room, for instance. But if you go into the boiler room, you can really see we got some things to address here. And of course, at Franklin, I think they've done a lot of things there to just simply with paint and some of the drop ceilings that over the last few years we've been able to put in there. But it still requires us to take a big step back, take one more look at this. And really, Steve, I think it's to bring closure. We really want to bring closure to this because this is not a new issue for this community to address our Northside schools, especially Franklin and Roosevelt. And so one of the purposes I know for the board is to get some survey data so that we can finally bring closure to this, make some decisions about how to move forward, and then move forward.
What is the newest school in the La Crosse School District? Is it Northwoods?
Actually, Northwoods and Southern Bluffs were built at the same time, and that was in 1992. So they're about 20 years old.
With the older buildings, if they're demolished, if you will, what does the modern school look like?
Well, That can really change depending on whether you're constructing, I think, an elementary school, a middle school, or a high school. As students move into the secondary level and they become more independent learners, and I think you're really going to see sprouting up across the nation some very unique new middle schools and high schools, for instance, that really that focus more on wireless technology and unique customized workspaces for children, for instance. I just think there'll be some really interesting things going on, and actually creating places for kids to hang out as kind of a hub. Now, at elementary, I do see new elementary schools be somewhat traditional yet in terms of classrooms. I think there are more things we want to do with some wireless technology. I'm not a full proponent of going 100% wireless with our elementary students. I think there's still something to be said about learning how to turn pages in a book and understanding that concept before I start to understand how to deliver that wirelessly, et cetera. So it's really that a transitional piece there. But I think a new elementary school would look somewhat similar. It would host 500 or more students. Probably be a couple of stories. We really don't have any renderings yet of what it might look like. As I think that would be jumping too fast. It'd be very premature. So I think you'd probably see something somewhat traditional, although perhaps with maybe one or two or more appendages that might represent perhaps some partnerships that we can create to add on to this neighborhood center.
A little bit of synergy.
Yeah, we're really looking at this, and I think people can see in the survey that we're really looking to see what kind of partnerships can we really create here. And I think it's people say, well, you're coming at us again. When are you going to give up on this? The other idea is we're exploring one last time, and is there a way that we could look at this from the perspective of revitalizing a neighborhood, helping out that north side, bringing things to it that really might be a need on the north side so that we can kind of kill several birds with one stone.
When you're looking at the schools that could potentially be replaced, if this doesn't go through, what sort of timeline how close are we to being condemned? I'm sure it's fairly far away because you wouldn't let students in there, obviously, but yeah. 15, 20, 25 years down the road, has there been any conversation about, look, this building is not going to last another 20, 30 years?
Now, we haven't looked that far down the road. And actually, based on what I'd mentioned earlier, I would be, even though Franklin is a newer building, I'd be more concerned about that building being condemned somewhere down the road than Roosevelt. And obviously, it's part of our job to make sure that we meet all the standards of ADA and everything, and we do that. But it certainly is possible, you know, somewhere down the road. But our intent is not to allow those facilities to become dilapidated to the extent that that's the only option. You know, our intent is to have children there in those schools, and if by chance it were to be that it just wouldn't seem possible to do something new on the north side, then the board will have to decide, okay, what are we going to do with those two existing facilities? And I know if we remain committed to those facilities, if we were to spend the dollars on those facilities to improve the heating and ventilation and air conditioning in both of those facilities, you're really making a long-term commitment to those buildings, another 20 or 30 years before those systems, we might have to look at repairing or starting to replace systems again. I guess that would be the way to respond to that one.
With the referendum to allow for remodeling of existing buildings, you touched on this before. Is the funding used up?
Actually, it's not. And really what's been happening is that as we've been working on this over the last 3 years, we've really been trying to do what we can to focus on our local contractors as much as we can and to do as much work as we can from our local contractors. And I have to tell you that our community, our local contractors, our bidding process has been very competitive to the extent that some of our projects have not come in as high as we thought they would come in, and in many cases because of our use of stimulus funding, we've been able to get 0% interest on some of these. And so what that's resulted in is really a balance at this point that has us in better shape than we thought we might be at this time. I think at some point there was a concern that we would have to make some very difficult choices. We may have to end up not doing a building somewhere along the road. And I do think that, you know, if if it were absolutely necessary, and if the board decided that we're going to keep both Franklin and Roosevelt, it could be done to provide HVAC in those facilities. We fall back to the question, though, of is it really the best thing to do in the long term, given the age of those buildings.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. La Crosse School Superintendent Randy Nelson and I are talking about a new school survey on what to do to two of the North Side schools within the district. How would a remodeled North Side school change education in La Crosse? Are we going to feel it in the classroom?
Well, I think so. You know, I go back and think that even though a layout of a remodeled or a new school might still be somewhat traditional looking, we're always bringing things to the classroom that we think are going to help out and are going to be the next thing that students are going to need to do to be proficient in reading, proficient in mathematics, and to be outstanding learners, whether that's technology, whether it's some of the resources and book resources. I think what it does is it provides a solid continuation of a great tradition of education in the school district of La Crosse, but it helps us up the ante and get to that next level for the children.
Referendum questions regarding a Northside Elementary School have failed in the past. Do you know right now this school district is heading for another referendum, or could the survey change some minds?
Well, I think the survey could change some minds, and the deadline for completing the survey is May 21st, and I know that shortly thereafter our board members will want to have a full report about the results of the survey so that they can make a decision. And I can't emphasize enough, there are no predetermined outcomes from this. The survey is what the survey is. They really want to use the survey to get data to know what they might want to consider doing next, and I think that's an important point here.
Is there sort of a timeline that we could see a proposal for some sort of change to the Northside Elementary schools, or is that a little too early in the process? Let's get the survey, let's get a referendum, and then?
Well, I think in the short term, a short-term timeline for us right now is, of course, to meet the deadline of May 21st. Shortly after that, probably at a board meeting in June, the board will probably hear from our consultants about the results of the survey. And then I'm going to guess that the board may want to schedule a workshop so that they can really sit down and delve into the information even deeper. And as a result of that workshop, which might be in June or July, as a result of that workshop, they would actually maybe consider changes to their long-term facility plan. Which, by the way, the survey is part of their long-term facility plan. 2 years ago, they said that this year they wanted to establish a survey about the Northside Elementary schools and ask the community what to do, especially if we were to look at this from the perspective of partnerships and working with other organizations. And so I really think that in the short term, perhaps over the summer, the board would look at this data and they might then make some changes or make some modifications to their long-term facility plan. And at that point, don't even know if that would include referendum or not. I think the data from the survey will really be what would drive that question for the school board.
Are other communities, or sister communities, Eau Claire, Tolma, Sparta, you name it, is this not that unique of an issue?
No, it's not unique. And I think, as I'm talking to superintendents around the state, when I have those opportunities a couple times a year to go to superintendent conferences, I am hearing from superintendents that one of their concerns is a kind of a stock of older buildings that either on the verge or just down the road they're going to have to figure out what to do or how to deal with those buildings, and so it's not a new issue. It's an ongoing issue, and when you're a larger community and you have several buildings, I think the challenge is it's an ongoing issue. Depending when those buildings were first built.
Are there lessons to be learned from other communities that what they've gone through has benefited you and your perspective?
Well, sure. And, the organization that is helping us with our survey, has 20, 25 years of surveying for this purpose, to help school boards make good decisions, and then also have a lot of expertise in helping boards through that decision, whether the decision would be, yes, let's do something with this, or no, we need to go to a plan B. And actually, through working with that organization, it does provide us many times with what's happening in other organizations, because that experience is all coming out on the table for us.
If we go ahead and the two schools are eventually replaced, are there other schools that are kind of bubbling under?
Well,
I have a child in Emerson, and there could be an argument that may need some.
Well, Emerson needs to be addressed. You know, it's one of the last three buildings that the board has not yet addressed in the big picture of all of our elementary schools, for instance. And so Emerson is there, and I know that this summer the board is going to be having a discussion about Emerson as well. At our last board meeting on Monday night, I recommended to the board that we make sure that we get Emerson on the radar screen in terms of what we're going to do there. And I know that the board certainly plans to take it on this summer. But I think that when you look at where we've been in the last 3 years and the referendum dollars, we've put the referendum dollars in those buildings right now that we really are remaining committed to for a good chunk of time down the road. The three buildings that are left, the Emerson and the Franklin and the Roosevelt, are buildings that I know the board is ready to remain committed to if that's what's necessary to be done. But they've been left because they know that there are bigger things to discuss when we get to those three buildings. And so I know Emerson will be on their radar screen as well in terms of how to move forward with that facility in the next year or two or even five.
And just to specify for listeners, the Emerson Elementary is pretty much not even across the street from UWL.
That's right. That's right.
It's a suburb.
Yep.
Anything else that you think we need to mention here?
Well, I would say that what's really important for the board right now in this period of time when the surveys are out there and the survey instrument is open either online or in our office, it's just important that we receive a lot of feedback from folks. That's what we're looking for. We've made the survey available to thousands of people in our community, representing the entire community as best we could. And we really want a solid return on those surveys, because we really want the board, and the board wants to make a good decision that they feel is representative of our community. And so really encouraging people over the next couple of weeks while that survey is still open to really take the time, if you haven't yet, to go online and give us your feedback. We really appreciate that. And everyone should have received a letter that has a code, an access code, to go online and do the survey. But if it's impossible to go online, or if you would prefer a paper copy, you could call my office and we would send out a paper copy for you with an addressed envelope that would send it directly to the organization that's collating all of our results.
Randy Nelson is superintendent of the La Crosse School District. He talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom about a district-wide survey and the potential of building a new elementary school on the city's north side. People have until Monday, May 21st, to complete the online survey. Questions about the survey can be directed to the superintendent's office. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also now on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.